Like hundreds of Michigan residents, I signed the release form and took a seat on the stool. My photographer, MSU student, Lindsay Emerson.
There you go. And so we actually want like a relaxed look.
And of course, I can't follow directions.
And now that you've said I can't smile, I want to do a smile.
I know.
No smiling. The artist Jochen Gerdt's instructions, Emerson says.
We just want who you are instead of you hiding behind a smile. Yep.
I managed to become expressionless long enough for a shot.
Okay. Can I see it?
My portrait will become part of a grid of black and white faces framed and hung at the Broad Art Museum.
The concept is sort of from many different portraits, one profile of the community.
That's Tammy Fortin, project manager for the Gift at the Broad Museum. Fortin has worked on similar projects with Gerdt's in different cities. She explained that in December, the exhibit will disassemble and participants will receive the Gift, a photograph.
But it won't be your photograph. It will be a photograph of a stranger. And he likes to think of it as this portrait of the stranger you're taking into your home. You're sort of the keeper of this stranger's portrait.
Someone will become keeper of Okemos resident Kathy Bronlich.
And I'm going to turn the camera on.
Kathy decided to participate after seeing how simple everyone looked in images from the project online.
People usually get all caught up in the makeup thing and the clothing and all that. And it helped me feel better about just go and be me and see what happens and see how that little bit of me goes into everybody else's little bit of me and where that ends up.
People can still become part of the shifting wall of portraits. Photographs will be taken in a studio next to the museum during this week's opening. For Impact News, I'm Emmanuel Berry.